Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
Coming up, the Great Migration. The destination, the cloud. The travelers, big business, and the leader is Amazon. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom in New York. Amazon is set to launch a cloud migration service as more and more big businesses are moving massive databases online. Let's get the lowdown from Wall Street Journal reporter Jay Green. He's based in Seattle and joins us on the line now. Welcome back, Jay.
Thanks so much.
So more and more large businesses are aiming to take advantage of computing on the public cloud. I want to go back just a bit because there was initial hesitation to make this jump for a lot of companies. What were the main concerns holding these companies back?
Yeah, you know, for big companies, they were generally concerned by two things. One was security issues, right? They weren't certain whether or not they, you know, wanted to trust their information to someone else. And the second was control. And it was, again, the same kind of issue, but giving their data over to another company, giving their you know, prized corporate possessions really to someone else, wasn't something they wanted to dive right into.
So as a result, what have cloud computing vendors been doing to make this whole process more appetizing?
Well, part of it is just proving the concept, and, mm-hmm. and Amazon is the biggest company providing these sorts of services, and they've grown very, very quickly, and, you know, they roll out, big companies and show them off to others as proof of concept that, you know, your data can be secure and you know, giving up control to another company actually can be cost effective. And then they've also used other people like other firms like, you know, systems integrators, Accenture and others to help bigger companies shift their businesses over. And I think that's given those folks some comfort, too.
So, but ultimately, shifting entire databases to the cloud sounds like it's not easy. Can you talk a little bit about the trouble that could lie ahead for some companies?
You know, I mean, the challenge is it isn't just about like clicking on a mouse and all of a sudden your data just kind of gets sucked up onto a database in the cloud.
Right.
Generally, this data is information that companies run computer code against, right? Because you want to be able to analyze it. And if you move data to the cloud, often you actually have to rewrite that code in order to make it work. And then you have to test the new code to make sure it's actually up to standards before you can roll it out in production. And so it can take, you know, a year or longer for big companies to actually really get that done right.
So Amazon has become a leader of sorts in moving corporate databases to the cloud. What circumstances led to Amazon filling that role?
I think they realized that, you know, the business was maturing and they wanted to get big businesses to move to the cloud. The cloud really started with Amazon encouraging startups and smaller companies that didn't want to spend the money on developing their own data centers. And those companies could simply just, you know, turn on a spigot and essentially allow, you know, their computing to be handled by Amazon. But if you were a bigger or more established company, it was harder to actually do that. You needed to shift, first of all, you needed to feel comfortable, and then you needed to shift your business over. And Amazon's been working to try and make that more appealing. And, you know, earlier this week, they rolled out a Thule, AWS database migration service, which is a mouthful, but effectively it makes it even easier for companies to move their data operations to the web.
And I would think the increase of companies in general using web-based on-demand computing services is something that's continuing to grow in full force. Do statistics prove this to be true?
Yeah, they do. And I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I cited something in the article as an IDC survey last month that found 58% of companies plan to use cloud computing services compared to only 24% 14 months earlier. So, yeah, more and more folks are moving in this direction.
Very good. Jay Green, thanks as always for the time today.
Yeah, thank you.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Also, look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. And for the latest updates, follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.